Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Attention terrorists, hold on. Here's Tara's Daily Rant.
Good morning, Lee.
Good morning, Tara.
All right, so OPEC, who Joe Biden put in the driver's seat. We used to set prices. Now they do. That's a choice that we made, Joe Biden made, that you made if you voted for Joe Biden, that you wanted OPEC in control, not us.
That's what you get.
Headline, oil prices could soon return to $100 as OPEC Plus considers historic cut in output. Okay, let's look at this. What are they cutting? They're saying 1 million to 2 million barrels. I laughed out loud when I saw that this morning. What is the significance of that number? 1 million to 2 million. Oh, I know. The 70 regulations that Joe Biden put on production with an executive order. How many barrels a day of American oil did that remove from America? Oh, 1.5 million on average. And that 1.5 million is a small amount in terms of the whole world oil market. But it is almost exactly the number that America needed to set prices because the market is tight. So what does that mean, Lee? When Joe Biden said, I'm going to put regulations on this, and we're going to drop our production by about on average 1.5 million barrels per day. When you heard people say, oh, well, you know, America, gave up its power. Yes, we did. I will never forget the joy that I had sitting in the seat. And I love to have joy. I love to have a big good news stack. During the Trump administration, when I was able to say, for the first time, OPEC was busted. OPEC is a cartel, just like a drug cartel. They call it a cartel because what does a cartel do? It controls prices, right?
Exactly. Supply and prices.
Yeah, it's practically a criminal organization. And they control the market. They control prices. Oil is not a free market. It is controlled by a cartel. There's a reason that you associate the word cartel with criminality. They do that with oil, right? So we mom and pop frackers, because of fracking technology, we're now producing around 50% of the output of this country. And they could scale it up and scale it down quickly. And so we could react in a number of days to ups and downs in the oil prices. And for the first time, not just America, okay, Texas alone became more powerful in setting world oil market prices than OPEC. And these mom and pop frackers, the beauty of it, Lee, was that before the fracking revolution and all that technology that made it so a mom and pop could literally run a company with a couple of hundred employees, and it was getting lower than that. Some of them run with less than 100, right? So you could scale that up, scale that down quickly. Exxon couldn't even control the price anymore. You have the left still saying, this is an old argument, it's been outdated by technology. Oh, well, you know, this is, we can, you know, Exxon, they don't want to pump because they make more money if there's less oil. It used to be the case, but now mom and pop want in the argument. They want in the market. They're going to go in. You can't stop this 15 over here and these 45 over there. You can't stop them. It'd bring the price down. OPEC tried to break the back of mom and pop fracking. They did. It resulted in the lowest oil and gas prices ever, and they lost. But then, saving grace, Joe Biden won. And that has put Russia, because this is OPEC Plus, Russia and OPEC back in the driver's seat. How did Joe Biden do that? Executive order, 70 regulations, because 25% of our oil comes off of federal lands. Yes, Joe Biden with his pen can hurt us badly, and he did. So what OPEC is doing right now is saying, well, now that America has given her enemies, some of them, control over oil prices again, we think we're going to go ahead and cut. And now panic is ensuing as we pretend, Lee, we pretend as a country, there's nothing we can do about this. We are victims, and they are laughing their keisters off. They are laughing and laughing and laughing. And you know who's laughing the most? Russia. We're funding the Russian side of the Ukraine war. We're funding it.
Mm-hmm.
It's an outrage. So understand, do not get mad at OPEC. OPEC was given the ability to control oil prices by Joe Biden, and Joe Biden can take it back anytime he wants to. He just has to repeal his executive orders and go back to the Trump era policies, and gas prices will drop like a rock within a few months.
You know, all the stuff that the Biden administration has done over the Ukraine war with Russia is completely backfiring. The Russians are still selling stuff. And in fact, we're still buying things. It's just that the Russians are selling it to the Chinese who run it through Vietnam or some other industrialized nation. And then we wind up buying it here. So there's nothing that is getting done with these sanctions. It's absolutely useless. It is a dog and pony show. And the Russians are still getting the funding. They're still getting the.
They're getting more funding.
Yeah.
Because now the price of oil is higher thanks to Joe Biden taking our oil off the market.
Yeah.
Now, it's a little more inconvenient for them. To have to ship it the way that they do, but they're killing it. They have made higher profit.
Yeah.
Their profit line has gone straight up since February. Mm-hmm. It's plateaued in a couple places, but it's gone straight up. Now, let me tell you this. I don't think any of this is an accident. I think our side desperately needs a bad guy in Putin in order to cover for the pain they themselves are causing Americans at the pump, because they want to get them into electric cars and out of gas-guzzling vehicles. And so their policies are so destructive. If the American people were ever to figure out that the Democrats are 100% to blame for this and have empowered Putin and have funded the war in Ukraine at your expense every time you go to the pump, they'd freak. They'd freak out. They would go crazy on the Democrats. The losses in the House and Senate would be much higher, right? So they need Putin for cover. And that's why they need to make sure that his side of the Ukraine war is still funded, and they do, through energy. This could stop anytime we want. We don't have to. I mean, the headline is CNBC. Oil prices could soon return to $100 plus as OPEC plus considers historic cut. We don't have to do this.
Nope.
We could change today. We could decide today this is not going to happen. But Joe won't, because he's cruel. He's cruel.
And we're going to pay for it.
Yeah, we're going to pay for it in food, too, because this is our oil prices. So what? Yep. Guess what? Diesel goes up, too. That's your food right there. That's what moves your food. So this is, it's absolutely cruel. It's completely unnecessary. It does not have to happen. Now, how bad is it going to get? They already know. Because keep in mind, okay, against the backdrop of everything I just told you is going on, we are artificially keeping the prices of oil low leading into the midterms to hide it from people, the pain that Democrats, because what are we doing? We're releasing from the strategic petroleum reserve, right?
Yeah.
Instead of drilling.
Right.
We keep mom and pop poor. We keep them broke. We use ESG scores so they can't get funds to restart. But by now, mom and pop would have brought down the price of oil, because guess what? You'd have all of these small idled fracking sites. They'd be back at it, right? Because high prices, they'd jump right back in. But you can't get a loan because the Democrats are using ESG scores now. Oh, that's not environmentally friendly. We can't lend you that. Well, it'll be wildly profitable. Well, we don't care. So this is how they're hurting us. Deliberately. Okay, now, here's the problem. They're using strategic reserve releases. And we release them onto the world market, right? To artificially keep prices low, too. That ends, guess when? Almost exactly when the election is,
exactly,
right?
Exactly, yeah.
So our releases end. That's going to cause an increase. And in anticipation of that, OPEC Plus, which is Russia and all our enemies, are like, oh, cool, we'll double down and take a million barrels off the market a day, those stupid Americans. They're going to fund everything. Also, we could pretend to be green. It's not going to change how many barrels of oil are sold or burned or used in cars one iota. But we're going to virtue signal and go broke. That's what we're going to do. And how bad is it going to get? The combination of those two things. We're going to stop the strategic reserve sales because Joe doesn't need to win the midterms anymore. And OPEC's going to jack these prices through the roof because we're letting them have control. It's going to end in gasoline price caps, Lee. Mm-hmm. And we know that because guess what? Janet Yellen, our Treasury Secretary, has already told us. This is her hinting at, yeah, we're going to have to go to gas price caps.
Well, Yellen making it clear that current Chair Jerome Powell has a tough road ahead of him, especially if gas prices spike again.
Well, it's a risk. And it's a risk that we're working on the price cap to try to address. I believe this is something that can be essential. And
so they're already working on the price caps. I heard an interview with a guy who was actually driving in the 70s. He's a radio talk show host. And he's talking about, yeah, I didn't know they did this, Lee. I don't know if you remember it. The license plate, if you had an even number or odd number, that was your day to go get gas.
No, I went through the same thing.
Did you?
Yeah.
And he said, listen, you know, you'd have to go after work.
Right.
And he said, listen, if it was your day and you got, he said, that happened to me several times. You got the line, you ran out of gas.
Yeah.
They ran out of gas or you ran out of gas. You had to push your car off. You're not getting gas. Or they ran out of gas. You're not getting gas. Well, guess what? Tomorrow's not your day.
Right. Exactly.
So how are you getting to work? I don't know. Good luck. Bus, maybe. Hope it goes by your house.
What bus?
Or, you know, walk. Try to get one from a friend. He said it's like living in a third world country. And they're already talking about price caps. That's what happens with price caps. Mm-hmm. Because these gas station owners, if the price is capped, they can't afford the next shipment. So guess what? There's no shipment. And it all grinds to a halt.
Well, plus, you're forcing people to buy in bulk ahead of time.
Yeah.
Because of the restrictions that you have on you know what days that you can purchase it. And that was the problem that we had back in the 70s with the gas rationing at that time.
So, I mean, this is them all but telling you, hey, we anticipate skyrocketing prices, which is what they want. They want that. They desperately need Putin to stay on the ground in Ukraine so as to create confusion so that nobody will figure out this is Joe Biden. He did it with his pen. He did it with his pen. And this is also BlackRock and the ESG scores, which, you know, our legislature just so lazy. I mean, we've been at ESG score fight in the state for almost a year now, and they can't get off their keisters to pass it. They're just lazy. I mean, they just can't get around to it. So, I mean, you know, we've got to get the ESG scores off this so that when Joe Biden is gone and mom and pop can frack again, hopefully, we get a Republican. They need the funding to scale back up. And they can't get it right now because nobody can lend to them because it'll damage their ESG score and then he won't be in the BlackRock portfolio. It's a mess. It's a terrible mess. The Democrats got us into it. It's not hard to get out of it. We just have to elect the right people. But in the meantime, you pay. And I want you to know when you're at the pump. Absolutely, Joe Biden did it. 70 regulations and he did it with his pen. So remember that when you're waiting on the ration line.
Terraists want it. Hear the Terra Show weekday mornings on 106.3 WORD and the Odyssey app.